依然站立，我哋一齐读神嘅话语。咁啊，读经嘅经文嚟自诗篇第111:7第一到第二节。
Today's scripture reading is taken from the book of Psalms 117. We are going to read first in Cantonese and then in English.
诗篇一百一十七篇第一节，我哋一齐用广东话读出。万国啊，你们都当赞美耶和华；万民啊，你们当颂赞他。因为他向我们大施慈爱，耶和华的诚实传到永远，你们要赞美耶和华。
Psalm 117. Praise the Lord, all nations. Extol him, all peoples. For great it is steadfast love toward us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我今日好高兴有Pastor Philip Chung 是来自我们的姊妹堂这个 Living Faith Community Church 为我们传讲神的信息他讲到的题目是主是万国之主
We are very happy today to have Pastor Philip Chung from the Living Faith Community Church to come and deliver a sermon for us His sermon title is God of All Nations
我将时间交给 Philip Chung
Well, it's an honor for me to join you in worship this morning.
我高興今日能夠同你一起去聚會。
And I want to thank Pastor Wilson and the leadership for inviting me to come and share God's word with you all.
好多謝堂會去邀請我嚟。
This morning we're going to be looking at Psalm 117.
咁睇詩篇117篇。
But I want to give you a little context behind why this is such a significant psalm in my opinion in the entire Bible.
我想在之前给你一点点的背景资料你。
Psalm 117 is unique in that it's the shortest chapter in the entire Bible.
诗篇117篇是整本圣经最短的一段的经文。
But what's even more interesting is that it's the very middle chapter in the entire Bible.
这一卷书也是刚刚在圣经的中间的一卷书。
For those of us who like fun facts, there are 1,189 chapters in the Bible.
咁我啲人好中意研究聖經嘅，聖經總共有1,189篇嘅經文。
And Psalm 117 is the 595th, making it the very middle chapter.
咁但係呢個詩篇117篇係啱啱第590幾篇，啱啱喺正中間。
Now, we don't believe that the Bible chapters are inspired and have the authority the way the Bible does itself.
很多时候圣经它又有不同的意义。
But I still find it very interesting that when you get to the very center of the Bible, you find the very heart of God.
但是在这个圣经的中间的时候刚刚就讲到好像是神的中心。
Back when I was living in Virginia, I had an opportunity to hike up a mountain called the Old Rag.
咁我當時住喺維珍尼亞州，咁我去爬山，咁個山叫做 Old Rag。
Now this hike wasn't your typical mountain trail。
咁呢個唔係你普通好多時候去遠足嘅一個山。
Old Rag is a 9.5-mile circuit with a 2,300 feet elevation gain, and it takes about 8 hours to complete the hike。
咁呢個山係大概要有大概九里路你要行嚇，咁都要行成九個幾鐘頭。
And the way it's designed, you go up one side of the mountain and you come down on the other side.
咁你係喺山嘅一邊去上去，然後喺山嘅另一邊落翻嚟。
I remember distinctly for the first 4 hours as we're hiking up, we could only see one side of the mountain, and I kept wondering what it would look like from the top.
咁我哋行上山嘅時候咧，只係望來望去咧，只係望到呢個山嘅一邊。咁我一直喺度諗下山嘅另一邊會係點嘅咧？
And sure enough, when we reached the peak, we had this unobstructed 360-degree view of the entire mountain range.
咁但係當我上到山頂嘅時候，我係完全嘅360度可以見到成個景。
And the day was so clear that you could see for miles out.
咁你喺可以睇到咧，可以幾里路咁遠。
And Psalm 117 is like standing on that mountain peak.
咁詩篇一百一十七篇就好似當時企喺呢個山嘅山頂一樣。
Whether you're climbing up the side of the Old Testament or the New Testament, when you get to Psalm 117, you get a panoramic picture of the, what the Bible is all about.
117篇 就好似你企喺呢个山顶上边，一方面你可以望翻旧约圣经讲乜，亦都系睇到新约圣经讲啲咩嘢。
And so as we look at Psalm 117 now, these are the three points that we'll be looking at to guide our time together.
咁我哋睇呢个诗篇117篇嘅时候，咁我想讲三个嘅重点。
First, we have the call. The second, we have the reach. And third, we have the motive.
第一，究竟神嘅宣呼召系咩嘢咧？ 第二，究竟我哋今日可以去达到边一个地步？同埋第三，喺里边有啲咩嘅动机咧？
First is the call.
第一系个呼召。Psalm
117 begins and ends with an imperative. In Hebrew, it's hallelujah. That's where we get the word from. Hallelujah is Hebrew for praise the Lord.
咁喺诗篇117篇喺开头同埋结尾啊，都系用一个字啊，讲就系哈利路亚，哈利路亚就系即系话要赞美耶和华。
The call here is to worship God, to lift His name on high, and to glorify Him.
我哋去赞美我哋嘅神，将我哋嘅名，神嘅名啊，推为至高。
You see, worship is a theme that runs across the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation.
敬拜神,在圣经里面,由头到尾,我都会见到。
And I find it interesting that worship of all things is what God cares about and is what's listed in Psalm 117.
咁喺呢个嘅诗篇117篇里面讲到话，我哋要将神去关注嘅每一样嘢都将佢去升高，然后去敬拜。
You see, growing up, I used to think that Christianity was a list of do's and don'ts.
我成长嘅时候，我觉得去基督教就系话有咩嘢你可以做，有咩嘢你唔可以做。
A good Christian is someone who goes to church every Sunday, who pays tithing, who prays before each meal, and who has other Christian friends.
我一直以为一个好嘅基督徒就话你每个星期去教会，你俾呢个奉献，你食饭之前你去祈祷，或者有其他基督徒嘅朋友。
And my standing as a Christian depended on whether I did good things or bad things. So as a Christian, we weren't supposed to swear, lie, cheat, do drugs, do smoke, drink, all of that.
咁係咪一個好嘅基督徒，又在乎於我有啲咩嘅朋友，我有冇吸毒，我有冇講大話，我有冇呃人。
And as a kid, I believe that these were the things that God cared most about.
咁我係一個細路哥嘅時候，我覺得我以為呢啲係神最介意嘅嘢。
So naturally, my relationship to God was contingent upon how I was abiding by these rules.
咁我就覺得我嘅信仰就係在乎於究竟我有冇遵守神嘅命令。
If I was acting like a good Christian, then God loved me.
如果我做曬呢啲嘢啦，神就會愛我。
But if I started breaking these rules, then I lost favor with God.
咁但係如果我冇做到嘅時候，神就唔再喜歡我。
But that's not what we see in the Bible at all.
咁但係其實聖經唔係咁樣講。
What does God care about the most?
究竟神佢介意關注嘅係啲咩咧？
What is our ultimate purpose in life?
究竟我哋究竟最重要嘅喺邊一度咧？
It's worship.
又要去敬拜。
Westminster Larger Catechism number 1 asks this question.
西敏寺信仰信条嘅第一篇佢咁讲。
What is the chief and highest end of man?
佢话人生存最大嘅目的系咩咧？
And the answer is man's chief and highest end is to glorify God and to fully enjoy Him forever.
佢话人生存最大嘅目的就系享受神嘅荣耀，亦都系与神一齐有团契嘅时间。
You see, we were created to worship God.
人嘅被造去敬拜神。
To praise His name on high.
将他的名去高举。
It's always been about worship.
是永远是关于敬拜神。
That's what God cares about.
是神最重视的一样的东西。
Which leads to my next point.
又是讲到下一样东西。
The reach.
又是我们要去伸手去找到。
In today's passage, it says, Praise the Lord, all nations, extol Him, all peoples.
在这里第一、第二节，他说万国啊、万族啊，你们都要赞美耶和华。
Now, in this day and age, this may not seem like that big of a deal.
咁喺今日嚟讲，呢一句说话可能唔系一件好紧要嘅事。
But we have to understand the psalm in its context.
咁但我要去明白呢首诗篇写嘅时候嘅背景。
You see, at the time of this writing, there was only one nation, one people group that was praising God, and that was Israel.
咁喺当时嘅写作背景里边，只系一个民族系最重要，就系以色列人。
We also have to remember that Israel was a small and weak nation.
咁但我知道以色列系一个好弱小、好细嘅一个民族。
Militarily and economically insignificant on a global platform.
喺当时世界里边，无论经济或者军事都唔强大。
Israel had no power or influence over other nations on earth.
佢对于其他国家冇任何嘅影响力。
Not only that, but the Israelites also had no desire to share their faith with the outsiders.
同埋呢个以色列人亦都无意将佢嘅信仰同其他人去分享。
You see, the nation of Israel was surrounded by people they called Gentiles.
而以色列系俾佢所谓嘅外邦人去围绕住。
That was a term for non-Israelites.
嘅所谓嘅非以色列人。
And these neighboring Gentiles were all pagan worshippers.
这些外族的人去拜这些偶像。
They worshipped foreign gods.
他去拜外邦的神。
They ate unclean food.
他吃那些所谓不洁的食物。
They practiced abominable rituals.
他有很多很奇怪、很残酷的仪式。
And they committed all sorts of heinous sins in their eyes.
咁喺以色列人眼中，佢做曬所有嗰啲錯誤嘅嘢。
And so to the Israelites, the Gentiles were unclean, evil-doing pagan worshippers.
所以對於以色列人嚟講，呢啲人去拜偶像，呢啲係不潔不虔誠嘅人。
In their mind, there was no hope for the Gentiles to ever be saved.
對於佢哋嚟講，呢啲外邦人根本係完全冇希望嘅。
And so their hearts were turned against the Gentiles.
所以他们的心向来都很敌对外邦人。
They wanted nothing to do with the Gentiles.
他们不想跟这些人有任何的瓜葛。
They even believed that if an Israelite came in contact with the Gentile, then the Israelite became unclean and had to be washed.
他说任何一个的以色列人跟外邦人有任何关系，他都被视为不洁，要去呢，洗手。
And we see this prejudiced attitude in the book of Jonah.
咁我喺約拿書裏邊睇到呢一種嘅態度。
Where the prophet Jonah was instructed to go to Nineveh and to preach a message of repentance and salvation.
咁呢個約拿俾神呼召去嚟尼微城嘅人去傳福音。
But Jonah disobeys God and runs in the other direction.
咁但係約拿佢唔聽神嘅話，走咗另一個方向。
Why did he do that?
佢點解要咁做咧？
We find out later in chapter 4 that the reason why Jonah fled was because, and I quote, he knew God was gracious and merciful.
他知道神是这个有恩典、有怜悯的神。
And Jonah didn't want the Ninevites to be saved.
因为他不想见到这个尼微城亚述人是得到这个拯救。
He was so upset with God that he said that he would rather die than to live.
所以他跟神说，我宁愿死。我都唔要咁樣樣。
You see, it was inconceivable in the minds of the Israelites that anyone besides the Israelites would ever be saved.
對於以色列人嚟講，任何一個非以色列人得救係一件不可思議嘅事。
And so this Psalm 117, would have been a very puzzling Psalm for the Israelites.
所以對於以色列人嚟講，詩篇117篇。对佢嚟讲，佢睇咗系好迷惑。
There was no way they can understand how Psalm 117 would ever come about.
佢亦都唔明点解会有一篇咁嘅诗篇。
Psalm 117 is a prophetic psalm that seemed like an impossibility.
好似系一个完全系冇可能会发生嘅一个诗篇。
Because the psalm has a reach that is global.
因为这首诗篇叫他们去找万国的人。
It calls on every nation, every tribe, every tongue, every people group to praise God.
因为他叫万族、万民、不同讲不同说话方言的人都来到去赞美神。
But you know what's incredible?
但最奇嘅係咩咧
？You and I are part of the fulfillment of Psalm 117.
你同我今日其實就係詩篇一百一十七篇一個預言嘅實現。
I don't know about you, but my family does not come from the family of Israel.
你同我唔係嚟自一個以色列嘅家庭。
My people group were considered the Gentiles by the Israelites.
對於以色列人嚟講，我來自嘅民族唔係呢個嘅啊以色列人。
And if I had to guess, you're in the same situation.
好似喺你嘅情況裏邊
，We are included in the all nations, all peoples components.
你諗下，今日你同我係被神包括喺呢個萬族同埋萬國嘅裏邊。
When we gather for worship on a Sunday morning.We are part of the fulfillment of Psalm 117.
当今日喺星期日嘅早上，你同我一齐嚟到敬拜神嘅时候，其实诗篇一百一十七篇一个预言嘅实现。
But if we zoom out, we get an even more incredible picture.
咁去将呢个嘅教会去带俾其他人。
Have you ever considered the fact that today, every single Sunday,There is a 24-hour-long worship worldwide.
你有冇諗過一樣嘢就係其實每一個星期日每一個鐘頭都有人喺度敬拜神咧
？Starting in the Far East with China, Japan, and Korea.
由呢個嘅遠東，無論係日本、韓國或者係中國。
As the sun rises, people are getting up and congregating in their churches to worship God.
當呢個日出嘅時候，人聚集埋一齊去敬拜神。
And every hour that the earth rotates, more and more people are gathering in different parts of the world to worship God on a Sunday morning.
当这个地球在转的时候，更加多人的起身，一起的去敬拜主。
Every Sunday, there is a global relay of worship that takes place.
每一个的星期日，我们好像一个马拉松式的一个一个地去敬拜主。
And so as we've gathered to worship this morning, we are actually part of the global church in worshiping God.
当我今日去敬拜神嘅时候，我哋系与呢个普世嘅教会一齐去敬拜神。
How incredible is that?
你谂下系一件几奇妙嘅事咧
？This is the God we serve.
呢个系一个神嘅一个啊特别嘅地方。
What seemed like an impossibility at the time of this.Writing is a reality for us.
你咪喺当时嚟讲系一件完全冇可能会发生嘅事，但系发生咗。
And praise God, He said, all nations.
所以我哋感谢神，因为佢话系万族同埋万国。
Because had that not been included, we would not be here today.
因为如果唔系当日佢咁样讲嘅时候，今日你同我都可能唔会喺度敬拜神。
But I want to pause here and ask you.
但我今天想讲的是
Are there people in your life that you look at and say salvation is impossible for them?
今天在你的生命里面有没有一些人在你眼里面你觉得其实好像是无可救药的呢
Your neighbors, your co-workers, your classmates, your family members?
无论在你的家庭在你的邻舍在你工作的地方有没有一些人你觉得是无可能会接受到主的呢
Are there people we look at and say they will never turn to God?
有冇啲人你望到佢，你话呢啲人系唔会信主嘅咧
？That's how the Israelites thought of the Gentiles.
以色列人就咁样去睇呢个外邦人。
And yet here we are.
但系今日你同我喺度敬拜主。
You see, God's ways are not our ways.
神嘅道唔系我哋嘅道。
And what's impossible with God is possible.What's impossible with man is possible with God.
在人看来没可能，但在神里面，每一样东西都可能。
You see, God's plan has always been to gather a people for himself from every nation, tribe, tongue, and peoples.
其实神永远都在万族万国里面去集合一堆人，这堆人一起去敬拜主。
And this is why missions exist today.
这个就是今天你和我的差传的使命。
This is why as a church and as Christians, we care about missions and missionaries.
所以为什么每一个教会应该去关心他们的宣教士
Because God cares about missions.
因为神去注重这个宣教。
John Piper, in his book, Let the Nations Be Glad, says this.
John Piper 牧师他曾经这样说，
Missions exist because worship does not.
他说为什么很多时候我们要有差传，因为差传有它存在的独立性。
The reason why we go on missions is because there are people still in this world that do not yet know God and worship God.
我今天为什么要去参加这个差传的事工？因为世界上面有人依然不在这里敬拜着我们的主。
At the heart of every missionary effort is Psalm 117.
每一个的宣教士他做的事，就是我们今天在诗篇117篇所讲到的事。
And thanks to the collective missionary effort for the last 2,000 years, we celebrate the 10,000 people groups who now have professing Christians.
因为过去2000年来宣教士的努力，今天我们可以在举世里面有不同的民族，我们一起去敬拜我们的主。
But here's our challenge.
但这个是给你的挑战。
There are still approximately 7,300 people groups that are considered unreached.
还有700几个不同的种族的人，他未听过这个福音。
And so it's the mission of the church to take the gospel where worship does not exist and to share the gospel so that they can worship God.
所以每一个教会应该有一个的目的，就是将这个的福音带给其他的人。
May I invite you to pray for missions?
所以我想邀请你一起为到这个宣教的工作去祈祷。
To care for the thing that God cares about.
去关注神所关注的事。
Praise the Lord, all nations.
我们万族万国的人，我们要去赞美耶和华。
Extol him, all peoples.
也都是万族的人要去颂赞他。
And we know that this will be fully completed because it's the will of God.
因为是神的旨意，有一天这件事会达成。
This leads to my final point, the motive.
最后我第三点，这个的动机。
In Psalm 117, we're told that the reason why all nations will worship God is this.
他告诉我一个原因，为什么我们要去敬拜我们的神。
For great is a steadfast love toward us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever.
他讲到说，他向我们大施慈爱，耶和华的信实存到永远。
Verse 2 is the reason for verse 1.
第二节去解释了第一节。
But you know, verse 2 could have said, Praise the Lord, for God is almighty.
他可以其第二节说，神是有尊贵荣耀的。
Praise the Lord for his splendor and his beauty.
我们也可以说，我们去敬拜神，因为他是美丽的。
Praise the Lord because He is the creator of all things.
我都可以话我哋去赞美神，因为创造天地万物嘅主。
And even if it said that, they would be true and valid reasons to worship God.
就算如果呢个诗篇系咁样写嘅时候，亦都系一篇教我哋值得去敬拜神嘅诗篇。
In fact, in some of the other psalms, we're given those as the reasons for why we ought to praise God.
在其他的诗篇，比到头先所讲的三个原因，所以点解我们要去敬拜神。
But in this particular psalm,
但在这一首诗篇里面，
in Psalm 117,
在诗篇117篇，
the very reason why all nations will worship God is based on two things.
他在这里讲了给我听有两个原因，为什么我们要去赞美我们的神。
God's love and His faithfulness.
和神的信实。
In other words,
另一个换句话来讲，
the reason why people worship God is not out of compulsory.
因为神去，这些人去敬拜神，不是是被迫的去这样做。
Or out of fear.
或者不是去因为恐惧神。
Or because they're trying to gain something.
话唔系话想去喺神度得到啲咩嘢。
The reason why people will worship God, the motive for their worship is a response.
系因为佢哋对神嘅一个嘅回应。
Our praise is a response to God's love that He first showed us.
我哋对神嘅回应系因为佢对我哋大施慈爱。
For His Enduring faithfulness.
亦都讲到话佢嘅信实传到永远。
Which begs the question.
佢问到一个嘅问题。
How did God first show love toward us?
神怎样将他的爱去倾倒在我们身上呢？
We're told in John chapter 3 verse 16, a verse we're all very familiar with, that God showed his love and faithfulness through the person of his son Jesus Christ.
在这个约翰福音3章16节，一个大家都熟悉的经文，他说到神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only son.
当神这样做的时候，将他的爱，他的信实，透过耶稣基督向我们显现。
You see, on the night that Jesus was betrayed, he had a meal with his disciples.
在耶稣被卖的那一夜，他和他这个门徒有这个的最后晚餐。
And in Matthew 26, verse 30, it says that they then sung a hymn together.
咁就喺呢个嘅马太福音26章30节，佢话到喺饭后佢哋唱咗一首嘅诗歌。
And the hymn that they sang is none other than a collection of psalms called the Hallel.
咁佢哋所唱嘅诗歌就系佢哋喺呢个逾越节通常唱嘅歌。
It was a Jewish custom to sing the Hallel during the Passover feast.
这首的这是将不同的诗篇集合在一起，它叫 Hallel。
And the Hallel consists of Psalms 113 through 118.
包括有诗篇113篇到诗篇118篇。
Moments before Jesus would be arrested in the Garden of Gethsemane, tried and then crucified,Jesus sang Psalm 117.
即是说在耶稣基督在被卖被钉上十架之前，他唱的就是这个 Hallel 的诗歌。
Praise the Lord, all nations.
万国啊，你们要赞美耶和华。
Extol him, all peoples.
万族啊，你们都要颂赞他。
For great is his steadfast love for us.
因为他向我们大施慈爱。
And the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord.
耶和华的信实存到永远。Hallelujah.
You see, for us, Psalm 117 is a promise and a blessing.
对于我们来讲，这个诗篇117篇是一个的承诺，也是一个的应许，也是一个赞美。
But for Jesus, as he sang Psalm 117, he knew the cost at whichThis would be fulfilled.
对于耶稣基督来讲，他就是说一个神的一个的预言，他今日要去达成。
The only way Psalm 117 would be fulfilled is if he takes the cup of God's wrath.
他要将这个诗篇117篇去应验的时候，又说他要去将这个拿这个神给他的苦杯。
It's only if he takes our place on the cross for God's judgments.
他要去在这十字架上去还上对神这个的愤怒的债。
The psalm says that the nations will praise God because of God's love.
经文里面他说万族要颂赞神，因为神向我们大施慈爱。
John 3:16 says, because of God's love, he sent his son.
在约翰福音三章十六节说，神爱我们，所以他将他儿子给过我们。
Jesus says in John 15, there is no greater love than this.
在这个、
Someone laid down his life for his friends.
他说神爱我们，没有一样东西比这样东西是更加的大。
And that's exactly what Jesus came to do.
是耶稣基督来到，就要去做这一件的事。
You see, all of us are sinners.
每个人都是罪人。
We've all gone astray.
我们都离开了神。
Our hearts, as Tim Keller says, is an idolatry-making factory.
好像这个 Tim Keller 牧师所说，我们的心好像不断地在做一个制造偶像的工厂。
Our hearts constantly turn away from God.
我们的心经常都走开了。
And we find just about anything and everything in life to worship except the one and only true God.
我们的心很多时候去找其他任何的每一样东西去敬拜，唯独不敬拜我们的神。
And yet, because God is steadfast and abounding in love.
但是因为神这个的稳固的爱,
and because He's faithful to us even when we are unfaithful to Him.
纵然我们失信, 神都依然是可信。
Even in our rebellion, Jesus came to die for us.
纵然我们是, 背弃神, 神都来到。
On the cross, Jesus became an idolater so that we could start becoming true worshippers.
在这个十字架上面神去取代了我们，好似今日我们可以成真正的去敬拜神。
And when we begin to realize this unfathomable love that God has for us，
而又系咁嘅时候，我哋去明白睇到神俾我哋嘅爱
，His enduring faithfulness，
佢嘅信实系存到永远。
Then we respond in love，
所以我哋能够喺爱里边。对神作出这个回应。
We sing songs of praise and adoration out of the gratitude of our hearts.
因为这样的缘故，因为我们的感谢，我们向神去赞美。
Praise is not forced.
去将这个的赞美去拿出来。
But it naturally begins to well up in our hearts.
但是从我的心里面去走出来。
What is the Bible all about?
圣经里面讲到什么呢？
It's about worship.
讲到敬拜。
Worship by every tongue, tribe, and nation.
就话万族万民每一种嘅方言语言，佢一齐去敬拜神。
And the way God brought this reality about is through the gospel of Jesus Christ.
又将透过呢个福音，将呢个现实去带俾我哋。
As we gather for worship, may we remember that beautiful truth.
当我今天去敬拜神的时候，我有没有去思想这个的真理呢？
We are part of the global church that praises the Lord on high.
我今天在普世教会的里面一起将神的名去高举。
And my one invitation to you is to share this message of hope and salvation with people in your life.
我就是想希望你将这个的福音的信息带给在你生命上面的一个的人。
People who have yet to worship God because they haven't heard the message of God's love.
去向那些从来未听过福音信息的人，向他们传讲这个福音。
Let us pray.
我们低头祈祷。
God, we thank you for the beautiful truth that we see in Psalm 117.
主，我们感谢你，感谢透过这个诗篇117篇，我们所见到的图画。
We thank you that you are a God who is steadfast in love and whose faithfulness endures forever.
主，我们看到你的慈爱，你的信实。
And we thank you for sending your Son, Jesus Christ, to die on our behalf.
我们感谢神，你将耶稣基督送来，去给到我们有救恩。
And I pray now, as Psalm 117 is your heart, may it become the burden in our hearts as well.
我们求祈祷你的负担也都今日成为我们的负担。
May we too long to see your name praised by every nation, every people group, every tribe, every tongue.
我们都祈祷你的名是被万族、万国、万民一起去赞美。
For you alone are worthy of our praise.
因为唯有你才配得这一切的颂赞。
We pray all this in Jesus Christ's name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名求。